From VOA, Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. April is Autism Awareness Month in the United States. Autism, also known as Autism Spectrum Disorder, is a complex developmental disability. It affects a person's ability to communicate and do things with other people. Children with autism face many challenges. For example, schools can be a difficult place for autistic children. Many schools are filled with loud noises, active classrooms, and nearly non-stop social interactions. So, researchers in Britain have made a child-sized robot to help autistic children learn social skills. The robot, called Caspar, can improve their ability to communicate with adults and other children. Dealing with Caspar is easier for most children with autism than interacting with someone else. The robot uses games and songs to help the children learn social interaction and communication skills. Ben Robbins is with the University of Hertfordshire. He says the robot's movements are directed by an adult who uses remote control equipment. So a teacher or therapist is always involved. Robbins explains that the robot gives therapists more ways to interact with autistic children. He adds that the children seem more at ease when they look at Caspar's face.
Sometimes they looking in the face and the eye gaze with the robot much more than what they do with the person.
He adds Caspar is flexible. It can change to meet the needs of the 170 children who have played with him over the past 10 years. This flexibility is important. Children with autism spectrum disorder often have problems with spoken language and eye contact. But the signs of the condition can differ greatly from one child to the next. The word spectrum is an important part of the definition. You might hear of a child described as being on the spectrum. This means that tests showed the child has some level of autism. It could be minor or quite severe. Alice Lynch works with an organization called Tracks Autism. She has been studying Caspar's effect on students in the classroom. Lynch says the robot has had a major effect on the behavior of the students. She notes there was one boy who could not eat with his classmates. But now, after feeding Caspar, he has begun to take part or integrate himself in classroom activities. For example, he now eats meals with other students.
And then we started doing it with Caspar, and he really, really enjoyed feeding Caspar, making him eat when he was hungry, things like that. And now he's starting to kind of integrate into the classroom and eat alongside his peers.
Ben Robbins says research like this is important. It shows that what the child learns with Caspar transfers to other situations or contexts in his or her life.
These long-term studies, it's very important because it's important to see how, is there any transference of these skills that they play with the robot into other contexts, like in the classroom or at home? What's happened outside the context of the robot?
The Caspar robot is still in development. However, its designers say their goal is to see every child who could benefit from the robot get their very own Caspar. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.